It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. It's Mark Husson. This is Mark's Astrology Hour, and I'm coming to you live Monday, December 16th at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. on the East Coast. How are you? I don't want this to be our last show. I do have choices, huh? Well, we have a lot to get to, and who knows if we can maybe finagle another way to come and talk to you during the break. I hate taking a break. What's the point? It's an hour of not being with you. That's all that means. If you're new to the show, or if you haven't been into the Facebook room yet, just to kind of look and see what people do, just go over to 12radio.com and click the word chat on the left-hand side, and you will be brought over into the chat room. It's a little private area, and it has, some beautiful folks in it. You don't have to participate. You can just, like, look for the banner that Jay put up. Hi, Jay. Jay has some exciting news. I'm not going to say anything, Jay. Don't worry. I'm going to let you say it. But he put up the banner, and underneath the banner, if you look for it, there's a little link on the bottom right of the banner that says comments. And if you click comments, listen to what Facebook makes you go through because a four-year-old put it together, who is clearly smarter than me. There's no question. And then when you click comments, it on the top left, it's automatically defaulted to most relevant. Like, why would Facebook have a clue what is the most relevant comment in my private room? Instead of defaulting to all comments and letting us sort them out, it goes to most relevant. So I've been in this mood all week where I'm picking things apart. Like, what? Why don't they just do this? Or what is wrong with this? So if you click all comments, you will see Lynn Goldberg in the house. Lynn, how are you? It's so good to see you. I think I would go through some anxiety. No pressure. But if you weren't saying good morning, I don't know what would happen. I think my coffee pot would, it's second to my coffee pot exploding, seriously. So welcome. I hope you're doing well. Big hugs out to you for all the reasons that you know of. Penny, thanks for being here. It's good to see you. And Laura, thank you for being here. And you know, you guys, we keep scrolling down. We see Truly. Good morning, Mark and all the amazing 1-2 friends. Super happy to be tuning in and starting off my Monday with something other than snow and real estate problems. I bet, Truly, that's got to be a pain. I do like snow during the holidays. I do like the dustings that we get. It has been such this full moon. Today we went out in the dark. I went out with the boys. It wasn't dark, but I did take a video of how bright the moon was and my little boys, and we're walking. It's dark. There's nobody around. You can see the Christmas lights. It's so pretty. Yeah, it is. And so I have those moments when I do that where I'm like, I'm kind of grateful for this moment here because it's cold and we're wrapped up and they're so happy and there isn't a drama. There isn't a drama happening, and I just like those moments. You know, it's a Cancer moon, right? You might hear some whining. It's a Cancer moon. Forgive me. Okay, Mary Jean, good to have you here. Good to see you. Good to have you here. Lori Love's in the house. I don't want to be our last show either. I want to do my show next week. Oh, Lori, darn it. Well, you know, talk to the producers, see what they can come up with. Maybe you can do it, or maybe you can just pre-record and have it live and come to the room. But I think it's sort of one of those things where everybody else wants a little vacation. Jeez, what is that? You're a Capricorn. You're not allowed to want to work more, Lori. Jeez, I get it though. I do get it. Hey, Eva, thanks for being here. Jean's in the house. I am grateful for you, Tara. Thank you. That's such a sweet gift. Pamela, marvelous Monday to you. Mark and the 1-2 family, happiest of holidays to all. I know, you guys, it is the holiday season. Isn't it weird? We were just talking about the summer solstice, weren't we? We were. And it was like summer, and here it is. It's like, is it like a week away? It's crazy. I love it though, because it's been like for me largely without drama. Like, there's not been you know, when you work in retail forever, the last thing you want during the holidays is holiday stuff. And it's like, it just kind of, it's hard to beat out of you because the holidays wear you out. They're also very exciting. It's a very lovely time. I remember the store would bustle and we would just so rely on Christmas week. We would just rely so heavily on Christmas week. We would double staff. The store looked lush. What is that magic that stores do? I did it. I just don't like know how, because you're so lush with product and you're taking this gamble that this one product you're going to be able to move. It's crazy to be in retail during the holidays. It really is. But it's also extraordinary. I remember so many sweet people coming. Look, the Cancer Moon just has me reminiscing. Stop it. We got to get to the moment. Okay. I've been doing that all day. I've been like, oh, remember, and blah, 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 blah. And I came back. One of the themes in our neighborhood is they're doing, I think I told you this, one light bulb green and one red for the porch. It sounds like a new thing for me because I don't notice shit like that. I really don't. And now I notice it because I'm walking at night and I see the little subtle lights and I see some people, oh my God, going so out. It's like, I don't know what to do to capture it, you know, the moment. And so sometimes when I feel like I'm going to put this up, or, you know, 2 years ago, I got some solar lights and did the trees and they just came on at night, but then they would die out because they didn't get enough sun. Everything. I mean, whatever, right? So I hope you're having fun in the holiday. I hope you're feeling it. I hope you're not bemoaning things that you don't have to bemoan. Stay on the gratitude train as much as possible, please. It's kind of fun to be there. I walk until I can feel gratitude. That's my new thing. I'm not lying. And I'm not like some spiritual little freak doing it. I'm just like, I need to shake this feeling off. Whatever the feeling is, I just want to shake it off. I just want to feel good. I want to wake up and not have a worry or not have a concern or not have a self-hate thought, right? And so I walk and I start going, okay, we start with a tree, we start with the boys, we start with the moment, this the moonlight, and then I walk until I feel the shift, and I do, I feel this shift, and then boom, some of those walks are really long. Some of them are really short, but some are really long. Michelle's in the house and Patricia's in the house, and you guys are so welcome, and thank you so much for coming. So let's talk a little bit about what's up and coming, or what's happening right now. We just had a full moon. Mercury is also not moving at all. So what happens then? Well, the moon was in Gemini. It's near Jupiter. So there's information that comes out. There's knowledge. There's communication. Maybe you're hearing from people from your past. Of course, that's a common thing during the holidays. But, you know, some of us don't hear from anybody from the past. And then, boom, I'm talking like where it's a real surprise, not just like the yearly thing. Some of you, I think, might experience that. For some of you, it might be a holiday, your first holiday without a loved one. It might be a first holiday with a loved one. It might be, you know, there's all kinds of scenarios, right? And I guess what I'm getting at is when the Gemini full moon hits in that moment, I wanted to get that moon. I hope you all got a picture of the moon, the chart of the moon. So some of you I know read those. I'm running over there to take a look at it now because I wanted to see this. Now the chart that I sent out in the email, and I hope you all will get on the email, was the full moon yesterday. So that's yesterday's chart. And if you get a chance to take a look at it, you'll see that Venus, Pluto, the moon, Jupiter are all in air signs. And so there is a lot more levity and a lot more communication and a lot more, you know, a desire to get social. So you might be feeling a little of that pull. Pay attention to that. And so we just had that wherever it lands in your chart, the 23-degree Gemini point. That's an important point for you to notice, like, what you learn about that. What's the information here? What do I understand about this point of view. And that could be in your first house where it's a point of view about how you come out into the world, or your second house about how are the finances going and where you're a little more, you get some information about that. Or your third house, which is like your neighbors or your family, your siblings, and your fourth house is your home, etc. So pay attention a little bit to that. But now for 2 weeks, we go into our cycle of release and letting go of those lunar rays. And that can also be a time where you want to release some issues that you're having. So let's say you're carrying some grievances, you're carrying some hurt. We have a 2 week period here where every day you can release one of those. And how do you do that? I think it's basically acknowledge that you have them. Like, what's bugging you? What's worrying you? Let's see if we can do this a little differently. Now, you got to remember, we're heading to the darkest time of the year. Okay, we're heading to the winter solstice, especially, well, only on the northern hemisphere. They're doing it in the southern hemisphere. Rumor has it, they experience it in a similar way. I got to read more on that, but I've heard from several resources that do astrological studies of the upper and lower hemispheres that everyone during this cycle experiences a sort of certain kind of release. Even though they're upside down and they're having their summer, they're also doing a form of release. Let's see. We'll have to see if that's true. I got to do a lot more research on that. But anyway, most of you are from North America listening up here, and so this applies to you. We're releasing. We're coming into the darkest time of the year. And remember, there's an old saying I think I came up with it, but you know, our ancestors, whenever they came up with a candle ritual, you had to worry for a holiday, like birthdays. It was to perk you up a little bit and also to give homage to the fire elements or to the Holy Spirit or whatever the religious foundation is. There was light was a very important component. And Hanukkah this year is on Christmas Day. I just want to note that because that is a light holiday of light. Christmas is a light holiday for a different reason, but we had the star that they were following. And we had, the birth of Jesus. There's so many things that were about fire and light and inspiration. So the holiday time, there's a reason that we do this sort of spiritual uplook, and there's a reason that we sort of sing songs and come together and we sort of long to be together. And it has to do with the fact that we're going into a darkness, okay? And using that darkness, using the absence of light, is one of the things that astrologically teaches us is one of the most powerful things we can do, because it's in that dark period, it's in that sort of shortness of light, that we get a chance to see like where we're without it, where we're not doing our own inspiration. So, and it's also a call to the inner part of us. Like, where does our light live? Where does it reside? It's inside. And so when we look at the time period and we look, and I have the chart of what's up and coming in front of me. And as we look at it, we can see that there's incredible movement. There are so many planets coming together that it's like, oh my God, I can't wait to talk to you guys about it kind of thing, because this is huge. So what I wanted to do was take a little time and just talk a little bit about the up and coming and give you guys a chance to process how it's going to affect you. You know, like, because we're going to be gone for 2 weeks, so I thought it might be fun to go through each kind of the cycles that we're going to see in the next couple of weeks. And then, like, we're heading to a solstice, and that's the longest night of the year, and that's Saturday. So now we'll be in the Capricorn time period. So I want you to be aware of some of the issues that arise during that. But also, just I want to talk to you a little bit about how it's going to affect you personally. And the way I do that, and what's fun to do for me, and hopefully for you, is we do it by your rising sign. Like, I just put the rising sign on the ascendant of a chart, and then right now I make it Aries rising. So this is going to apply energetically to if you're an Aries rising, but specifically if you know you're rising, use that. But if you're an Aries sun, this will also really apply. And during, if you are an Aries during the winter solstice, during this time, it's probably a little bit tough. And if you think about it, we kind of know why. You're the ruler of spring. okay? So this is springtime for you in your head, in your heart, in your energy, and you're forced to be sort of like the candle holder for the darkness. And I wonder if you notice that in your own life during the winter times. Aries sort of like trying to be the spark of joy, trying to move the energy, not getting too muddled down in some of the holiday festivities in a negative way. But during this time, what happens is the sun goes to the very top of your chart. So you're also called forth to like whether you have to work or whether you have to, be the person who's holding the events. This is a time when Aries is sort of being activated and you're getting a lot of support. Mars is helping you. This is a festive time. I have a feeling this is going to be one of the more festive holidays for you, Aries. More surrounded with people, more surrounded with children, a time when your skills are going to be called on. And what's the main skill for you? Well, keep in mind that your main skill is the skill of activation, motivation, bringing fire to the place, moving the energy forward. You don't want to get stuck in any of this, in any of the muck and the mire of the holidays. You want to move that energy. And so as we see, as the days go on, as we get to New Year's Eve, we're going to see some of that energy just cultivating. For you, Aries, is literally going to be the what your purpose is comes to life. Because the sun's always at the top of your chart during that time period. Now, regardless, if you're not in Aries rising, Aries energetically, you have the same sort of thing happening. It really applies to you because of the square that occurs. Okay. So you have a lot to look forward to. There's a Saturn Jupiter square coming up, and that's the second one. We've had one happen in August already. And that's the push pull between doing what you believe needs to be done and what is really honest for you and what's real for you, and doing but also taking care of your personal responsibilities and some of the healing, some of the guilt that goes on inside of you. We all are dealing with that. That's an aspect for everybody. Okay, so I'll intermingle all of you all in there. I'm doing it by rising signs, so I want to make sure that you understand that, because we want to because rising sign also applies to the sun sign energetically. Okay, so I'm doing the rising sign. A lot of you here know your rising sign. It's based on your time of birth. But when you don't know your rising sign, we just put your sun sign in there too. So that's one of the reasons why I want this to work for you is if I'm calling out Taurus rising, I want you to, if you're a Taurus, listen to it. Like, see if it rings a bell. Because Tauruses have a little bit of a different issue coming up. They have just had the support of Uranus blowing up their life. We want to call that support. But Tauruses are knowing that things have changed. They know they're on a different trajectory. They know that if they're not on a different trajectory, then they haven't been paying attention. So they know the change is up. They know also that financial security is on the horizon for them. This is a big one for them. Like, it's about securing their financial security. It's about securing your intimate space and making sure that where you are is comfortable and what you're doing is comfortable. It's about kind of coming into your power and owning it. Okay, so the theme, particularly over the next 2 weeks for you, is getting home in order, getting money in order, and your intimate relationships in order. There's going to be a lot of work for you to do here, but I think it really is going to be your work that is now settling from all the explosions that have come up in your life. So if you are a Taurus and you're looking at this situation that you're in, you're about to make it more comfortable and you're about to see why it's going to get more comfortable. And so you don't have much to worry about. Over the Mars is still retrograde, so Mars is really taking care of your personal world, the personal life, your home, your intimates, things like that. And so stay with that feeling, stay with the feeling of like the change that has come. See yourself as sort of landing from the explosion that occurred, and it's really going to be super evident as we get into the new year. Okay? I'll check the room in a little bit, see how y'all are doing and holding up. If you're a Gemini or Gemini rising, the focus here for you is going to be, again, one of the interesting things about this is relational, very relational for you. And this time of year often is. So what, but it's you taking care of making sure what you're doing to make the relationship work. You got to note that. See if everybody's doing their, holding their own. We're also seeing an expansive time for you, Gemini. We're going to see a time when there's more and more people coming into your life. There's more and more opportunities being dumped on you. There's a sense of needing to heal the past, because Saturn in Pisces at the very top of your chart is kind of begging you to work on releasing the things that have been in the way of you feeling, what would be the word? Free, like feeling unencumbered by things that, like, oh, I don't want to deal with that. Like, where you get to feel that you are without restraint. And that's a big one, and that is coming up. Mars is in your third house. You probably, if you have children, you're going to be dealing a lot with children issues. But the all the cards, quote unquote, are saying that this year, career-wise, is a big leap for you. And I think I feel that for you, Gemini. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, this is a big one. And this next 2 weeks, that's going to be the big focus. Like, so, and even though I'm looking at the bigger picture of the year up and coming, the next couple of weeks, because we're going to be gone and we'll get to follow up with this, pay attention to your relationships. Pay attention to keeping the communication in the relationships very, very clean, very clear. Jupiter will bless every honest thing that comes out of your mouth. And be honest. Stay honest. If there's things in the past that are lingering on, get those worked out. Heal them if you can. Release them or accept them. Because that's Saturn in Pisces, and that's a big one at your career house. That's going to be one that helps you move forward in a big way. Okay, jumping to Cancer, let's talk a little bit about your focus, Cancers. Immediate thing that comes to mind is also, it's relationships, but in a different way. It's extended relationships. It's the people in your life in general, everyone that's extending to you. It's also a time when you might feel a little awkward, or you might feel a little like dissociated from the people in your life. So the focus is saying, like, come in and take a look at that. Like, what is going on with the people in your life? Take a look at what is going on with what kind of healing is happening in your career and what you're doing with your career. And career is like your public life. What's happening with your relationship to parents, to your mom specifically? We have the next 2 weeks is really going to be a focus about friendships. It's going to be a focus, get this, about your home and family friendships, and also, big one, your health, your how you're doing your everyday rituals. What are you putting in your body? How are you feeling? What is the worry like? Where are things landing for you in terms of how you're considering your daily rituals? Spirituality is huge. I think if this is a time, if you were a teacher, if you're a learner, if you're a student, this is a time to take up to come out with it or to go into it. So take a look at some of those things. The full moon will, of course, be in Capricorn. The solstice will be in Capricorn. All of that is basically relational related. And also about your ritual, your everyday rituals. Pay attention to those. Financially, I think you're going to be fine. I know that's a worry for every Cancer on the planet. Trust me. But I think over the next couple of weeks, you're going to see some breakthroughs and some openings that will kind of be a gift. I think you'll find them as a gift. Okay, Leos, you got to wrestle with this anger. Mars in Leo is helping you to understand some of your frustration, whether it's with other people, whether it's things, whether it's whatever it is. You're wrestling with a sense of, like, how do you express yourself in a way that sort of isn't inappropriate, let's say, and isn't, like, I want to say hysterical, isn't like born out of something that is nothing, because you have some legitimate complaint. You also have some legitimate desires, and I think they're related, where you can't do a desire, you get frustrated, and then it becomes a complaint. Friends are going to play a big role in the next couple of weeks. I think you're going to see an influx of communication from friends, some support from friends. Your focus is largely over the next couple of weeks, family and children, relatives. I think what we're going to see is you being a central figure of, which is good for you, right? But you're going to be a central figure of guidance, support, hope. As Venus sits in your seventh house, and we sort of like count on you to lead the way for where there's a meltdown or somebody else is having a meltdown, we trust your wisdom. Your personal spirituality, your personal sense of not fitting in, of not finding yourself, that might exist where you feel like I'm not feeling like I fit in anywhere. It's okay. Grab your hand inside. You're going to be fine. And Mars is retrograde, so there's still a feeling of being internal, and that's okay too. If you feel awkward, internal, like it's not, people are saying, you're not your normal self. Like, okay, I get that, but I will be soon. That's all you have to do, and that's all you have to think about. Really, you're going to be fine. Virgos, Mercury is direct now. You get a chance to sort of bring some inspiration into your life, into your home, bring some hope back in, because it feels like hope might be creeping back in with Mercury now in Sag. Also, coming out a little bit of the shell that you sort of go into during the retrogrades, and also during this season in general. The sun's at the very bottom of your chart, so there might be a tendency for you to hide out a little bit, feel more comfortable there. But since it's in Capricorn and you're an earth sign, should be no conflict at all. I do think over the next couple of weeks, what we're going to see is a lot of pull on you to be a communicator, to be the person who negotiates, to be the person who is reasonable, who understands all sides of everything. And I think that's going to come in really handy for you, Virgos. The biggest thing is just avoid that self-criticism. People from your past are going to play a very important role, I think, in the next couple of weeks. Be present with them. Don't turn on yourself. Be like, come into this place where you just accept, I am what I am. This is what I do. And don't lean too heavily on trying to show up or trying to show off or trying to be the person. Just be who you are. It's a big advice for you. And it's also, I do think we got to pay attention to these people, whoever they are in your life that are needing you. You're okay. It's okay for you to say, in my own time. Like, you may not be ready when they ask, but you will be. All right, we're going to move ahead. You know what I should do? Let's do Libra, and then we're going to check the room. I'll check the room, see if you guys have any questions or any clarification is needed. Okay, for Libra, the next couple of weeks, what we're talking about, again, home, you want to keep some you want to get social, but you also want to have some fingertips in the home, like whatever home is for you. If you're a traveling Libra, you probably long for a little bit of home stability, but there might be some conflict there that keeps you from being able to fully drop into your home space. And I understand that. I need you to understand it, that it could just be one of those things where something prevents you from just being able to stop. It could be a matriarch. It could be, you know, a kid who just demands all your attention. But whatever it is, I think it's really important, really, really, really important that you keep your finger on the pulse of your health. If you're tired, go to bed. If you're hungry, eat. If you're not hungry, don't eat. It's one of those things where keep an eye on your tiredness. That's going to be the key of when you're getting a little over indulged, okay? Or you're indulging yourself a little too much. Okay. Anything else going on? Yeah, I think it's going to be a really fun holiday cycle too. Venus is transiting in Aquarius, which lands in your solar fifth house. So I think you're going to find fun isn't far away from wherever you look. So again, be careful about the overindulging, because that's going to get you, that's where you're going to want to go to bed even earlier. And I don't mean get you in any negative way. It's just more like, don't overindulge because you're sensitive to it. All right, let's check the room. See how you're doing. I know you guys sometimes get into listening mode, and I respect that completely. So we'll go check it out. It's like my staff meetings with my staff. It's like they never speak. Once in a while. I'm not dissing you guys, but it is funny. I'm just used to being a radio. It's like I could dream in radio because that's all I hear, right? Okay, so let me see here. Let's get you back. Let me come back to you. There we are. All right, let me just hit the comment section. And then you change most relevant to all. I know I'll never stop complaining about it. It's kind of what I do. All right, I'm scrolling down. I'm finding you guys. Here we are. All right, so we have Charlene, beautiful Monday morning, joining the conversation, Mark. And you all loved seeing Jupiter and the moon shine so bright and stark up here in the dark north. How fun, Charlene. It's so fun. You guys are funny. This Capricorn needs to feel productive, says Lori Love. And the way I do that is work within my abilities, and I use organic gifts God gave me because it's what I love. It helps other people, and it helps me too. Yep, you're a Capricorn. I love it. Good work, Lori. But if what you want to do means other people have to give up their job or their vacation to make it happen, we kind of don't want that either. So figure it out. See what you can do to make that work for you. And I'm not saying you would do that ever. You're one of the kindest people I know. So I'm just saying Capricorns in general, got to remember not everybody thrives off of work. All Capricorns. Happy holidays, Renee. Jean, Mark, I survived working in a toy department during Christmas. Parents are the worst. I can't for the life of me imagine. I remember one woman every year was going to return whatever her husband got her. And he'd always buy her the most expensive thing in the store. And it was so heart-wrenching. And one day when I knew I wasn't coming back, when we were selling, I told her off. It was just like, you know what? You're so unkind about this. You could do a credit. You could support your local. But I was just like that. But I had had it. And I have no right to do that. I wouldn't do that now. It's like people don't need, they don't need, like, you owe me anything. But I was coming from that. I mean, I have to be honest about it. I was rude. And the other honest part is it felt so damn good. All right. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. No, I am. I don't know how I feel. Quelly Grand Rising to you. Hi, Maya. Good morning. Peggy Reeser. Good morning, Mark J. Yogi and I will be listening as we are in the process of getting ready for family to come in Wednesday. I think you have a wedding to perform, do you not, young lady? And Peggy has her show Tuesday, her last show of the season. So please tune in Tuesday morning and join her in the fun. Pamela, I worked at retail Christmas many moons ago. I was in a department next to the Christmas decorations. I think it was the first time they had a bird tweeting tree decorations. They chirped endlessly. I almost took out my revenge on them. Oh, that's hysterical. Thank you for sharing that. Thanks, Quelly. Happy holidays to you. Patricia, that's me. Oh, good. I'm glad those are hitting. Great to be in this morning. Sending love to all, says Nadine. Back at you, Nadine. Gwen, season's greetings and wishes for a happy new year to you all. Thank you, Gwen, so much. Loving the message for Gemini rising. Me, yay. Pamela, good. I'm glad these are hitting. I'll check in again with you guys, see how we're doing. Not everything's going to hit. You know, we're just randomly running through. Find the parts that hit. It doesn't matter what sign you are. If, like, all of the advice is probably not bad, right, for people who to survive a holiday. But if you do know your rising sign, use that. And if you don't, use it just as your sun sign. It's really easy. So for Scorpios, you know, your ruler is Mars or Pluto, and it's going retrograde. They both rule. At one point, we had Mars as the ruler of Scorpio. But what I think for you, Scorpio risings, we have to remember that there's a little bit of frustration in the getting understood, being seen. There's a lot going on that people require of you. And so I think during this cycle, it's a quieter time. It's a time when you get to pull in a little bit. Don't expect understanding. Don't expect, because Mars, your ruler, is retrograde, and it's also in the ninth house. Don't expect to have, like, convince anybody to change their mind about anything. Just avoid conflict, because there's no point in power struggling. Just acquiesce if you need to. Your home is going to be a haven for you. Home is where your heart is going to be. Enjoy it. It's going to be an incredible time. The holiday season, I think, is going to be ripe with people from your past. Embrace them. take them in. And if you get tired and don't want to see them anymore, move them out. But it's a good time to be honest, to avoid criticism, to tell the truth when you can in a non-critical way. And Scorpios are really good at that. But I think you're going to find solitude as your friend. Not that you normally don't find solitude as your friend, but I think you're going to find some solitude to be downtime, release, let go, and then get ready for your next round. You guys are very, you rejuvenate really, really quickly. Siblings, if you have relatives, I think you're going to be likely to see a lot of relatives, even though it is holidays and that's typical. This one particularly has some surprise components to it. Just keep that in mind when you're working, and avoid, again, any sort of lingering in the past. It's okay to reminisce. It's okay to think about the past. It's also okay to acknowledge it and move ahead. Okay. Sag. You guys, we have, luckily, Mars is in a fire sign right now. Chiron's in fire. The North Node's in fire, but that's about all you get. Mercury is in fire. I apologize. Yes, Mercury is in your sign. So you could, to a couple of things we always warn Sag about, over chattiness. Be careful not to give secrets away. That's just a silly old fashioned thing to say. But because Mercury is in Sag and you're a Sag, you want to be careful not to over talk, not to oversell secrets or things that a little TMI energy, right? Jupiter's opposing that point. So doubly true. Keep the communication fun, friendly, fast. I do think, again, like Scorpio, you're going to be in a little bit of a solitary time. I think there's a lot of appreciation for family in this cycle for you during this time period. A lot of people from the past, you know, this just comes to me. Guilt is a big one to avoid. Whatever it is you do, sometimes fire signs tend to make people angry when they do it, because fire signs like to do it and just be done. And if you've done anything like that, if anybody comes up to you and says something that you might have done that you were you were inappropriate or too big or larger than life, I'm asking you to lighten up about it and get them to lighten up about it and not apologize or not overly apologize. Don't turn on yourself about it. Be who you are. Love yourself. That's a big one this time period, because what you have to ask is, was your intent in any of that bad? I can promise you it isn't. And so lighten up, have some fun. Don't turn on yourself. So if early memories of guilt or anything like that, because we have Saturn and Neptune now at the lowest part of your chart, just want you to hold that as a possibility that it's really okay, and you really are okay. Okay, little Cappies, this is your time period. This is when you guys come to life. This is where you get energy. This is so important for you. Also really important that we honor your physical routines, your keeping your health good. Jupiter's in your house of health. I think you guys are feeling extraordinary. If you're in a healing cycle, like if something has been wrong, I think we're going to see some healing, some actual proof of it going away, some reprieve, in other words. Financially, things are going to be great. You guys have a great setup. You really do. Venus in your second house. Saturn's leaving the second house. So there's, like, I think you're going to feel a little more unrestricted, a little more like communicating, which is so interesting. And also, I think there's some friends that want to participate with you. So there's like some good communication with friends, intimate friends as well. So this should be an increase for you, a time of increase. I would say probably a good time to start thinking about what you want to check off of your list of things that you wanted to accomplish, that you did accomplish, and to take a minute and give yourself some credit. You know, you Capricorns are like, okay, what's next? It's like, well, what's next is take a minute and look back behind you and give some thanks for what you accomplished. It's pretty awesome. Okay, let's check in Aquarius. Beautiful time for you, a time of honesty, a time of empowerment, a time of love, a time for you to really appreciate who you are, Because I know you all do that. You have big, good egos. You have strong ego. But you need to also appreciate who you are and appreciate the people who see who you are. Okay? So give some of that appreciation back. Make sure to acknowledge where you've come and what you've been doing. A lot of changes in the home. Some hopefully good expansions, good communications, some love. I think if you're struggling with health stuff, that is going to find some resolve here at the beginning of the year. But if you're not struggling with it, then that's saying that you might not be feeling as much energy as you used to feel. That's only temporary. Don't worry about that at all. Work, I think I would expect some work news. And I would expect it to be, I think it should make you laugh. I'm excited for you. I hope, I think this is a good cycle. This is a really good cycle for you, Aquarius. Good job. And, you know, everybody's got some magic in their cycle. We're seeing Venus hanging in Aquarius over the next couple of weeks. And so that's why they get a little underscore there. Pisces, you guys, beautiful cycle for you. Again, I think what we're going to see is a lot of, this is Jupiter in your fourth house. I think we're going to see a lot of activity at home. I think you have been restructuring who you are. I think your identities are changing. I think you're getting a little more serious. I think you're able to say no a lot better. And I think you're able to say no in a way that has some compassion to it. Because remember, when you used to have to put up your boundaries, they weren't always pretty because you didn't know how much force to use or not use because you're so used to being, you know, people taking advantage of you in so many ways. Great cycle for learning, for understanding, huge for work. I think this is a big, I think there's going to be some improvement at work. I don't know exactly what that looks like, but some redecoration, redesign, redefinition. I think the definition word instead of decoration word was what I was going for. I think we're going to see some resolution on your health issues as well as some new commitment to a lie of physical well-being and energy that I think is going to find you. I'm excited for you. That's great. Okay, one last look around. I'm looking just the things that I didn't pick up on the first time around. So Aries, remember you. Okay, yeah. And Aries, you are going to be called on. I think that's true. But also, if you're tired, I want you to take full advantage of opportunities to rest because you are going to be pulled on a lot. I'm seeing that Mars like really active for a lot of people. Same goes for you, Taurus. A lot of pulls because Mars is in Leo, a fixed sign. So we want to make sure you guys like do things moderately. That's a little exclamation point for doing things in moderation. When you're getting tired. Because Mars is retrograde, for everybody that applies, but particularly for those of you where it shows up in an angled house. Okay, I'm coming in to check on you. Wow. Let's see how we're doing. It is so weird how time goes. And there's so much going on that I think it'll, you know, I'm talking to the staff. A lot of the staff want to do a prediction show. But I think more than that, I think when we come back to radio, we're going to be just having a lot to say. I want that to be, you know, if we don't do a prediction show, I'm not sure. It's up to the staff. I don't make them do anything. But if they get into that mode where they want to do that, that's fine. Otherwise, what we're going to do is just make sure we have plenty of radio for you and that we're available when you want to be available. So I changed my thing to all comments and I'm scrolling down because you guys had a lot to say. So let me check on you real quick. Okay, there we go. Very accurate messages, Mark, at least for Scorpios. I'm definitely working on staying neutral and detached and trying to be heard and understood, but I will admit it is not easy. Eva, thank you so much for the feedback. And let me tell you something. Understanding, especially when you're a Scorpio, starts with this sort of personal, really deep compassion that has to start here in you. And where you kind of have this agreement with yourself. Not everybody's going to get you. We tend to see the flaws in people long before they do. We tend to see the things that are off long before people ever realize them. Consciousness is, and John has screamed at me at this over the past week. because I have, you know, I have my Scorpio moon rising Saturn. And he said, you know, you're doing that Scorpio thing where you just assume everybody sees what you see. And it's, he said, it's kind of arrogant. And I was like, ouch, geez. And so does that stop him? No. But it is, I get it. It's a little narcissistic in the sense for me, because I'm like, they should see it. I do. And it's like, not everybody sees it. So remember that you have a depth of vision that not everybody sees. And so don't assume they do just because you do. It's just one of those. And hold on to the little girl's hand during times, especially like now. Mary Jean, retiring last day of 31. Oh my God, that's the redefinition of work. Pisces rising. Mary Jean, congratulations. How great. Oh, I'm so excited when I hear stuff like that, man. It's like giving it up and like getting your life back. Like, okay, I don't have to do that anymore. Oh, congratulations. That's really sweet. Listen, you guys, it's only 2-week period of time. I was trying to just sort of get a little overview. We'll do this more often and we'll have some exchanges so I can hear from you about like what's working and what isn't in our dialogues. The biggest thing that we have, I want you to remember this, Saturn and Jupiter fighting. Okay, they're fighting. One's in Pisces, one's in Gemini. And that means Pisces is like, you feel me, and Gemini's like, you understand me, and the answer is no to both. So you're not, there might be some of you not feeling heard and some of you not feeling felt. And all that it comes to is like, maybe in this situation, okay, a square means, a battle means either or. So if you're in a situation where you're not being heard, they're misunderstanding you, and that happens to me a lot. It has been happening a lot, which is just as frustrating as how you start getting, okay. Like, I'm not understood. We'll work on it in another angle. But you come in and you address it with yourself and make sure that everybody's okay inside. I know it sounds so schizophrenic to talk like that, but you first make sure, look, I'm at peace. It's okay. People are allowed to misunderstand you. They're allowed to think you did something that you didn't do. They're allowed to do whatever. But do you get rocked by it because you need that so badly out here? Or can you make that commitment inside that you don't get rocked by what other people's opinion? It's fine. It's fine. And we do what we can to be nice and to be understood and to understand. But sometimes it just doesn't happen. That square that's happening is a big one for that. You feel like your feelings weren't felt or you weren't understood or any of that stuff that goes on. It's not our job to do. I want to be the harsh arbiter of that point. It's not up to us to understand you. Start with your own understanding of what's going on and let it fix itself, because it will. Okay, but Jupiter and Saturn are exacerbating the point a little bit. And this point doesn't have to be just as simple and basic as they don't understand me, they're not feeling me. It could be something where you get rejected from a request you made with the city or, you know, your boss or something like that. Or somebody thinks it was you who ate their food in the refrigerator at break, whatever, I don't know, you know. So we got to chuckle a little bit. Don't get overly defensive. Relax. It's okay. People can have their thoughts about you. You know, I told you last week, I confessed that I fake poop pickup. And it's sort of like somebody wrote and said, what if your neighbors are listening? Like, who cares? I don't care. But the point is, you know, you could worry about stuff that doesn't, that you don't need to worry about. So lighten up a little bit, because you know the tendency is going to be there to lose it. Okay. So that's the square that's happening. Now, the solstice is coming up. Let me just recommend this. We talk about the new moon and how it's the darkest time of the moon, and sometimes that can bring depression. The solstice can do that pretty easily. It's the darkest night. We've learned to romanticize it, and I'm so glad about that. Put on the good holiday music, and then, like, I know, who is it? YouTube has this thing where it'll give you a fireplace and music in the background, and I can put it on my big TV and sort of like have music and fire. And sometimes I'll do that and then it'll hit me like I'm getting a little depressed. Like, ugh. So do the things, and that's solstice-y is what my point is. Okay. So hope you're cooking good dinners. I hope you're staying really warm and happy. astrological transits are quiet as we get into the new year. I can't wait to come back and do that. I will, if you guys promise, get on the mailing list. Make sure you're still strong on the mailing list, because if you go apply twice to the mailing list, it'll tell you. We already have you, and thank you, but it's at 12house.com. Get on, make sure that you're open to receive, like, so if we decide to do spontaneous radio shows, I can let you know and you'll come and join in. Or if there's a big sale, always about the 12listen.com, the sales at 12listen, which there are every Wednesday and Friday. And we have some really important surprises that'll be happening over the holiday season. The gratitude board, I can't emphasize it enough. Anonymous. It's easy. You got to find it, though. You got to go to 12listen.com on the left-hand side. Scroll down. Look for the, like, leave your gratitude. It doesn't imprint you. It doesn't ask you for anything. It's completely 1,000,000,000% anonymous. I insisted on that. We built it years ago, so there's no secret cookies being taken. Simply put what you're grateful for and leave it anonymous if you want. Put your name if you want. Nobody cares. But it's a great affirmation to shake off some of the holiday blues, because God knows we want you as happy as possible during these times that can be, you know, of good cheer, but also of great hurt. Okay. We know that it's painful sometimes, because it's like, what is it? You know, it's like we long for that warm holiday moment. Did some of you got it? I would imagine. I mean, that warm moment in the holiday where it wasn't filled with strife or stress or reality, just a warm, magical moment. I know some of you have gotten that. I have a hard time thinking about them. I've had most of them on holidays that were very simple and easy, where I just remember that moment of being grateful. I hope you'll have many of those moments to be grateful, and not because of the gift you're going to get necessarily, even though I do hope you get gifts that make you grateful, but because of who you are and because of how transient time is and how it changes on us so quickly. So with that in mind, I want to thank you so much for being a part of my entire year, 2024. I hope that this holiday season gives you guys the breaks and the fun and the joy that you're looking for, that you absolutely deserve. Please stay in touch with us so I can let you know if I'm going to come back midway or if Lori's going to come back midway. We have somebody who have a way to tell you. And then I'm coming back officially the first week after New Year's Day, like whatever the full week after that is. I should give you a date, but let me just see. And you'll get an email on it for sure. But for January, it'll be January 6th will be my return date, official return date. If you need anything in between now and then, I'm always here. I don't go anywhere. So please enjoy, and please call 12listen if you need support. Those advisors are just going to be cooking it through the entire holiday season. Okay, 12listen.com. Thank you so much for all you are and do. We made it to 2024. If you're listening to this, you made it alive. Let's do it again, 2025. This is Mark Husson, Mark's Astrology Hour, thanking you, and happy, happy new year.